Welcome everybody to episode 7 of Con Air the Banter Box, Friends Like Ease edition. So it's going to be me, Sir Quinn, talking to our mate now, who... Similar,
similar sort of banter to us. Started already, Jesus.
wait to go through the introduction. Oh my.
Do you want to tell them a bit about yourself now?
What do you want? Oh, sorry, don't be doing that.
This will be icebreaker.
Hello, my name's Dan. I like long walks. Get the puck. Oh my god.
Scunted?
I'm cut the bone already. Then I got scunted like this.
Nerve wracking, isn't it?
It is really bad. Like,
but chill out.
You're so chill.
You're sitting there as if you've been sick.
There's only 5 people in the room, too. Like, are they not meant to know about Divins? Is that meant to be suspect? And I'm tight.
No, what are you on, McNally? There's no one else in the room. There isn't even any cameras or anything. No. There isn't, like, wires on the ground.
No, it's carrying on as if you took a bad trip.
There's 5 people in the room. Are they supposed to be here? I'm seeing double.
Oh, what an introduction that was.
This week we're going to have a wee bit of banter. Niall's going to tell us about his fame on social media and how he's got the wrist.
You have a talk about that? Like how you got famous on social media?
I'm not fucking famous. Is there some... What the fuck? What do you mean? That ass leg feels but 100 legs.
You are, tell them.
What do you mean? So we used to get 10 legs and now I get 100? Fuck me.
Yeah, like how it got so big and stuff.
Oh, I don't know. It just happened overnight. That was overnight sensation.
So how does it affect your business?
Oh, fuck me. I can't even go to a shop, Connor. It's wet. You want to see me down get the chicken tikka baguette and central? Get them free and all?
Well, you can get them free because he offered.
How's your man off TikTok? Fuck me, king.
Oh. I'm only joking. I told her.
Yeah, you told me.
It was her face too. She was like, no, we have to talk about that. Here's me. What is going on here?
You literally turned around like this. Like, he's making a gun to me.
It's like, I think I've got me down here to make a gun to me for an hour and a half. The fuck is happening?
We're just warming up.
Oh my god. Fucking gig.
So that's it now. You can go.
We're done with you.
We're done with
you. Oh my god.
I'm only joking.
Brilliant.
But no, so we're just going to have a bit of banter today. It's a lot warmer in here with the extra
sweating
person.
Like a hooker and mass, honest to God.
Like sweating like a man?
Hooker and mass.
Oh, Jesus, now you can't say that.
Fucking now.
Fucking hell. You're going to get us put off the air.
Sweating like a warm summer's day.
Aye, can't say that.
Sweating like a... No, I can't say anything
No,
else.
We're not going to say anything else before we get ourselves in trouble.
Where are the cameras? Should I be looking at them?
No, just look at Jesus.
Unless
you want to.
No, you've just told them. You've told them there's 5 people in the room. Now you've told
them there's
cameras.
I've broken 4 ball.
Hello.
All my fans. I'm so famous.
Oh, fuck.
So yeah, the wall's broke. Oh my god. My son, you've got a love conversion.
Oh my god.
No, but this one is just wee bit casual one because I was out at the weekend. Our person who was meant to be in this week is a PT, Emmett McKenna, and he had to change the next week. And then
was I second? I was back up. What the fuck?
You
were capped up from me.
You're the definition of a last resort.
Oh my god. You actually
had the ask.
Hold on. And you asked in the group chat, could you go?
Open that patio door the fuck to get out of here.
It's patio?
Patio.
It's a balcony door.
A balcony
door. Even at the Brano?
There's a patio out there. Patio. No,
it's patio Donald.
I call that a patio.
It's a balcony.
It's a balcony. You stupid cunt.
All right, but it has tents.
No, the patio says like get your back.
It's a fucking thing. It's flags.
It's flags.
Flag tents.
And you are a fucking red flag.
No, I know.
You're getting this fucking podcast flag for
people. Oh my god. Fuck me. I don't even know what's happening.
Do you want to say no?
You literally sound like you're on a bad trip.
No, sir. Let me calm down. No. It'll pass.
He's holding on to his overall. Like, what the fuck has happened?
You white knuckles.
Brace yourselves.
Buckle up. You're even the impulse of me.
I know, mate.
I always eat my charger here.
Fuck me. Hey, so,
you can chill out for a wee second. Yes, I'll talk to
go ahead, sir.
It's your head to talk.
Well, I don't even know what. I don't know where to go from this.
I know. You need a chill.
Chaos. Fucking chaos.
It's not usually like us.
It must be me.
Do you need a drink? So we're not drinking this week because I
Because Connor's.
I've had enough.
I had no wee monster. I'm alright.
You're getting on like a monster.
No. Fuck me.
But we're not drinking at all this week because I am done with drinking. I realize now when you get to this age of life that you can't drink.
Do you understand why I don't do it anymore? Like, so bad. I really don't.
I can only drink twice in 1 week if I do it all in one go.
Says every alcoholic.
No. But like,
you only get a hangover if you snap.
It's easier to do it, like go out on Friday night and not sleep and then go out on Saturday again if you're feeling it. But see, going out on Friday night sleeping, waking up with a hangover, right. And then I can't do that now. That's a fitness game.
I've got love for you.
That's terrible.
Fuck's sake. You can't do that no more.
You know, I never get a break, sir.
No, you fucking don't.
That's honest what we done that at the weekend, and I'm usually like, right, because we went to a wedding, and I was taking photos at the wedding, and then later on that night I started drinking, so I was playing catch up. But see, like, when I get to the next morning, everyone was like, oh, we're going down to like this day too. And I was I can't leave.
No.
I'm glad.
You'd be sitting in the room, like, feared out.
I know.
People starting getting breakfast, not a hotel. I've never seen a hotel breakfast in my life.
But I was actually like glad that I did go to the day too. But then that you treat that as a whole new day. So it was like 5 o'clock in the morning. Me and someone were sitting in our beds and talking about helicopter syndrome and just sandwiches.
Helicopters, what?
Helicopter, gender,
gender neutral sandwiches.
Fucking hell!
I don't know. I know, like, no, as I saw started over. Somebody says, "Isn't that song really fizzy?" I went, "Like fizzy to garnish."
It's Father's Fizz.
And then someone started going, "He bucked fizz," and then this became a hang. Like, someone out there, boy cropper.
Do you remember your Google search after a night of partying?
Oh, I remember now. Big urge.
I wanted to know the name of that song. Whose phone was I typed that in?
No, you wanted
to pick a song, Big Girls. And I typed into Joe's phone, Big Girls, You're Fat. But I forgot about it. So I left it in the search bar and walked away. And obviously was floating about your kitchen. And all I heard was, oh my God, look what now Lucy's only after typing. And I was like, what? What's me? He was like, Big Girls, You're Fat. And everybody started laughing. I was like, I swear it wasn't me.
Fucking was,
Jay. Fucking money is.
Fucking gay. So you're catching. I miss it terribly.
I know. I catch him.
Well, I don't miss it. I'm in it every day, but I miss the mountain and stuff. Like,
get used to grabbing the tables.
No,
it was fucking.
No, it was like, never seen when you came down the toilet. And you were like, what am I going to
do? I remember coming down one time
in
and
a different place.
Actually walking in and went, what the fuck is going on in here? I someone had like a lampshade round their head, right, that broke it off my thing. Someone had this metallic silver jacket on. There was a fella running about with a bra on over his fucking his tap and all. And it was like, and I don't know, people were just mad.
Remember I was running about, Marty used to her highlighter coat. It was like this pink, thick coat. Or no, it was yellow.
Yeah.
It was yellow.
I wasn't even mad.
It was like Velcro. It was like Velcro. And I ran about that for 2 days.
I know.
Fucking sweating balls.
Do you remember my fucking Lumo orange hirachis I used to put on every time I came back to the party? Didn't matter what I was wearing. And I fucking used to put them orange things on me.
Yeah, we used to go out on a trampoline. No, that was great.
I loved it on a trampoline.
They were the days.
They were the days.
Days like us.
This is all wonder then.
Partying doesn't hit the same night.
See, it's all sitting around the table. Like, no, and you're like, someone get up and something.
Sure, I went out on Sunday and it was in bed for 3 o'clock. Jesus. I was writing, putting up stories, not saying anyone on it. Nobody was on it. And then I clicked myself on and it was like, get that
down. You're too close to 30.
They'll be like, now he's sitting down fucking Neil Park like he's 14 years of age. Who's on it? My God, it's terrible. Here's me, no way.
I know. But see, no one does it.
Nobody
like that
does
no
it. I know.
And especially, I'm older, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but see, saying that, fucking see that when? See, I found out people, like the aunts and all went on the next day, were still drinking, and then later on that night they were on it. I was like, they can do it.
I know.
We're just fruits.
No, my man there can really drink as well, like consecutive days in a row, but it's all about the sleep. Like, they'll go to bed and get up and go, I just can't do that.
No.
That's all.
Like, I'd be fucked. I'd like, see, even the thought of going to this wedding and having to drink, like, 2 days. Like, obviously, I'll have drinks and all the other days, but I know them two, I'm going to be, like, drinking. And the thought of it has given me the pure fear. I'm on looking on like TikTok of nice things to do in Barcelona for like the days before we come home, so I come back not riddled.
I think you get to the stage where that's what you want to do on holidays now. Like, see, I'd sit, go on and
spend your whole time and
sitting. Like, when we were in Italy there, like, we had a couple of drinks, but you weren't like, you know, the way when here you're praying and all to go out, you're drinking to get drunk. Like, you were just going with the flow. I think that's the first time I've ever done that too. Like, just if I got drunk, I got drunk. But
I enjoy
ready
it.
For bed at night because it's so much to do.
Like, I guess, like, through him with him and him.
I'm sitting here unity. Like, I'm sitting here like Dobby going to take a new single. This new mix is annoying me.
Yeah, no, I think they're class.
I like M1's better, but this, I had to get this day because you were fucking
that's
coming.
Like Big Daddy one, that's class. Like
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
Merci.
Big Daddy.
Merci, gun.
Sitting girl, you
are. Sitting girl, you are.
You sit nice, sir.
Oh, fuck, I'm shit at accents. Have you ever heard me do an accent? No. Well, so what do you want me to say?
Sitting girl, you are.
Sitting girl, you are.
That was brilliant.
What the fuck, where did that come from? Good. Can't remember.
I love doing impressions.
No, I'm packed. Like, see, in my head, I'm fucking class. See, when I go to say it out loud, yeah. I don't know what I can say.
Sounds completely.
Do you remember
different.
I tried to do the Liverpool one?
Aye.
Oh, Connor.
I was going to say, have you hurt my grunge? But it's you that says it's shade, isn't it?
Oh, it was shade, wasn't it? Didn't you do it on TikTok or something?
No, I think it's brilliant.
Is it your grunge addiction?
Grunge addiction.
He's addiction to grunge.
I've been addicted to the grunge since I was 4 years old.
I can pass. Grunge Anonymous.
Hold on. Yeah. Bet you're not going to be able to do it now. Right, 4 o'clock. Wallowing so pretty. 5 o'clock. I don't know why I keep leaning in. Do you not think that was good?
No, it was alright.
I forgot it was just warm. We'll get back into it again.
Oh, I don't know what else to say. What's he say? 4 o'clock. Wallowing so pretty. 5 o'clock. Dinner with me.
Why are you moving like that?
Because I have to move it over there, side, sir.
That's what he thought.
Have to put it on side sheet.
Oh, right. So, do you ever see people do impressions and do all those sounds with their faces?
Because that's what it's to do accents. There's a thing when you do accents. So, somebody says when you're talking like in America, and when you're talking in an American accent, you talk the back.
You go
of your
down
throat,
or something.
But you talk, like,
Australians,
you throat.
Go up, or right. Isn't that the thing?
Sure, they're down.
I love
Australians are down under. Where would you begin up?
Then no, already. I fucking got no. They're trying to get back up and being down under. But see, fucking quoting videos and all, oh my god, I love doing that. Like, especially Belfast videos.
I know.
No,
like, do you remember the 1 year ago with a girl and she goes in the subway and she caught her boy cheating on her, but it's so theatrical and she just walks
Belfast.
In. Belfast? Yeah, this girl walks in the middle of the subway and she's slapping this fella and then she starts screaming all over the subway and she's like, and you've been cheating on me with guys?
No.
And he's like,
I've never seen that.
And everyone's just sitting in the subway, turning around. She's like, oh, and she's looking at everyone. She's like, oh, yeah, so funny, yeah. And he just goes, disappear, Julian.
I've never seen that.
She's like, she's so disgusted. She's like, and you've been cheating on me. With guys.
That's what I imagine her, like Homer Simpson, just going into the bush.
Disappear, Julian.
But it's smack bang in the middle of the subway. It's like a drama GCSE. It's just so theatrical. Like, but
oh, so in the subway or the actual subway?
No, in the
actual. Oh, I thought she was in getting the fucking meatball marinara.
No, she was in. No, she's in subway.
Oh,
what's that subway?
The subways.
Like a train station.
The sandwiches.
Aye, yes, the subway.
Right, sandwiches. Yes. Right. No, there's a subway, as in like a subway, like the
subway across the street.
Across the street.
What's that?
Like when you go down underneath the ground.
Oh, why? Like a train station.
No, not the train station. Do you know where we say the Albert Clock and you go down under? You would know about the Albert Clock. Your mum was our old him. Am I joking? I'm only joking.
Say what you want about me. Don't talk about my mum.
Talk about my nanny. You go down underneath the ground and leads you to your side of the road.
Is that a subway? I thought a subway was you went underground to get a train.
Well, the subway is it's underground.
Aye.
Aye, so it's an underground train station, but sure, it'd be above the ground. York Gate, Europa.
Oh, I know, so I don't know what the crack is.
So anyway, Julianne disappeared in this subway.
Fucking gig. No, so we captured it on Facebook, and our friend messaged me and says, can you stop sharing that? Because it's affecting that girls.
Julianne's mental health.
Mental health. And also when I felt really bad, like, but.
But you don't see it, like, you don't see it as it's a funny video, do you know?
Sure, even that, that video. These people don't pay their bills, Paul. Yeah. Like, fucking cracker. I haven't stopped saying that for years.
But someone tagged me in earlier on.
In real life.
What? Gosh, I know.
I don't want to say.
You can't say. I know.
Say, but I was like starstruck.
Yeah.
And then.
Did you not shout? These people don't pay their bills. Here's me.
He started getting his flip phone out and recording.
I was in the group chat. So you going, yes, never fucking guess who I'm with. Fucking Dan Rice and Brenda Rice.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Mm-hmm. Lunch, no? At lunch.
They're famous. We're decent family.
Aye. Oh, but when you be cut to the bone or something like that.
No, I swear. Sure, even remember your wee woman, Mad Momo, that used to walk about and she used to like start on people.
Oh, aye.
I was walking up and grabbing her out and seeing her and crossed over and all. Here's me because I'd end up money in fucking videos.
Here, I was walking past. Do you ever see Clifton Street Doctors and then you go down to cut through the barracks?
Aye.
Well, I was walking back up that way. The other day, me, Keelan and Laddie, and there was these young wee boys, and they were like shouting over, and then they started saying something about TikTok, and then they were like, Connor!
Jesus. So were they trying to roast you?
Aye.
You're getting slagged
about your podcast. Who the heck are you hurting around and something like that?
I'm getting slagged about your podcast.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Sure, people's probably going to start calling me Potty.
Potty loser.
Potty podcast.
Potty loser.
Potty loser. That's what I'm going to start calling. Potty Anto loser.
Potty Anto.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I tried. Anto's not even my middle name.
I know, but I thought you looked like Nell Anthony.
Nell Anthony.
And if so, now we call him Anto.
I was wondering why I took that in the chat.
He's Anto.
No, you thought it was. And
we were talking about middle names.
Somebody changed it. I were talking. Mine's is Joseph.
Joseph. I was like, I swear, I'm not laughing. My man's just Joseph.
There was always somebody in primary school about to cut and say Joseph, and it was like, Jofus.
Jofus.
Fuck's sake, man's just Joe. We now Joe.
No, but my man gave me Joseph and give our Kaelin Joe. So I was like, you give him my middle name, but only he's shortened it down.
The nickname.
Like, fuck me. She must have just ran out of ideas.
She has. She couldn't be fucked.
I know.
Like, well, see, to be honest, Lally.
She actually couldn't be annoyed.
My lally doesn't have a middle name because I don't know. Can't be fucked. Be
annoyed. Are you related to you, Joe?
My granny, Josephine. Josephine.
So that's why I used.
So that was why I was now Joseph. But then our Kaelin came out and she was like, Kaelin Joe. But she tries to crack Kaelin Joseph's first name. He doesn't have a middle name. I say, no, there's no worm in your way, yes, one love.
But it's called Kaelin. He doesn't get called.
We call him CJ sometimes. Like.
I'm going to start calling you. I'm going to start calling you NJ.
NJPL.
NJPL.
Now it's Joseph Paul Leslie.
Oh.
Fucking hell. That sounds like a power LG group.
My last people NJPL.
That sounds like a power LG group.
All right. Fucking weird.
All drug dealers will be shot.
That's mine. Mine's is SJC.
I'm the sexy guy. I can't make that in the word. I'm like, all drug dealers will be shot. That's all I know. All types are targets.
Aye. Fap.
Fab.
Fab. Fab. Jesus, call me Fab.
Yeah, I'm what?
A hoodlum. Fab.
I get that from my rabbi.
Sarah Fab.
That's what our rabbi does. My laddie shirt.
It sounds a lot different when you say Fab. I'm like, I imagine a fat ass pussy. Is that not fat ass pussy?
Fat ass.
No.
A wop.
No.
Fab is. Oh, it's a wet ass pussy, not a fat ass pussy. I'm going, yeah, is it? It's wet ass pussy.
Fat ass pussy.
Who has a fat ass pussy? For fuck's sake, I'd be worried. Fucking run the big fucking
pigeon chest.
Chode pussy.
Fat date. Fat date. Imagine.
It's disgusting.
She's running about like she looks like she's nappy on.
She's got a bulge.
Oh my god, she's a bulge.
She's a bulge.
My god.
Her bum's at the front.
That's her front bum. Hey, that's enough for that. So, yeah,
I don't know. Keep our crew check.
Crude. Me? It's not me.
It is you, Steve. Fuck it. You're looking at each other like wagon wheels.
Do you remember it?
Where'd that come? Like a wagon wheel.
No, me, you and Shona was in my house and we'd at them. Do you ever see when you get that giggly after you've ate so much? And I says, lick my titty like a McFitty biscuit. And he just went, eat my ass like a wagon wheel.
He even fucking eat wagon wheels.
I know. That's
I don't even like wagon
like suck my finger like a blue ribbon.
Yeah, No, this is crude. I'm actually not making a very good debut. Like, people are saying his fucking language is atrocious.
It's disgusting. His needs washed with carbolic soap.
God, fucking no.
You're going to become the new Dan Richards. Which going to be snipped this podcast everywhere.
People will be shouting June Street, eat my ass like a wagaman.
Oh, no, Jesus.
Oh, no, 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 please, no.
Can I get the editing head on here? Fuck's sake.
You want to clock out? What are you doing with the pillow?
Tapping.
You're like smacking out.
He's fucking rearranged the whole kitchen while he's sitting here.
It's like 60 minute makeover for fuck's sake.
You're like, they may not make myself a cup of tea.
Hang on, you're gonna go. Has anybody got an Android charger?
Has anybody got Samsung charger?
Jesus Christ. Oh, oh my fucking god.
Yeah. Your juice up while you did it.
Why? Apparently. So I'm parched. Sweat run down my back. Chloride.
No, I've got computer. Well, I'll talk about you. You're chloride.
No, you, right? You say no. You take 5 minutes to yourself here.
What are you chloride in?
What's going on? Sorry, coming from that late. I'm so happy.
It's roasting in here. Where'd you get the word
chloride from?
My nan's always said that.
I actually made that up.
If a child on a dirty nappy saying that fucking shit's cried up their back, like chloride, or your walls were chloride or something. I didn't know that it wasn't actually a word until using to like.
It is.
What? Have you heard chloride?
The chloride.
A chloride.
I say it now because you leave, but I'd never heard it before.
No. Had you not? I thought it was actually.
It's chloride, not that he was farming.
No, I thought chloride was like something smeared. Smeared.
you're smearing it in your face. No,
yeah. Tell them about the first time you used the word to me.
What?
Do you remember?
No. Sarah, Quinn, you can shut the fuck up. No, don't be doing that, because I will go ham on you.
Hi, dead on. You've no muscles left.
No, fucking Patrick sitting here.
Patrick and I'm literally SpongeBob.
No, I'll give you an Oran Barson story, but I'll tell you about that.
Why?
The first day, my first day working in a restaurant. Oh. No, this is fucking weird. This is bad. Like, it's taking me to go back in there the next day. Was.
Did you go back in?
I'd started working in a restaurant. I'd never worked in a restaurant before, ever. So they started me on a Saturday, and it was absolutely mad. They were like, just do the door, like give people menus and like go and clear tables. And so I was like, right, okay. But it was at stressful. I was already thinking like, how the fuck do people work in restaurants? Like, this is mad, like nuts. So it was really busy Saturday night. And I was just running, seeing people and giving them the menus and then going and clearing tables. And these two really tall fellas came in with a chair. So I run over the door and I grabbed a couple of menus and handed them. Right, so I run the clear table for them and set it. So I comes back down and one of the tall fellas goes to me, oh, I heard this, remember my kid's menu? And I was like, I give you a kid's menu. And he was like, oh, nobody's not a kid. And I looks down and there's this like 60-year-old man's face staring up at me. And I was like, what the fuck? Here's me. I'm so sorry. I was rushing. He was clearly like a little person, like if that's the correct terminology. He was a little 60-year-old man. Like, so he was fuming and I was like, I'm so sorry. I was rushing and didn't look at your face. And he was like, you should take more car next time. So here's me. I was like, come on, I'll bring you to your table. And then I went, no, wait. So I was like, fuck.
I've had your upper.
I've crayons on that table. I fucking crayons and fucking we drawing things on that table. Fuck me, here's me. Wait there 2 seconds. I had to be laying it up.
Imagine you're the hydro.
But I've been laying it up. Here's me. Get the fuck and I'd set them. And I was like, I'm really sorry. First day, manager pulls me down. I was like, I heard what happened on blah, blah, table, blah, blah, blah. And then we went into the dry store and she was in stitches. But I was always in trouble down there. Like, seeing our team, there's like a. Or it's like, see, the bins for the food are like down behind the kitchen. So you're running down, you go and you scrape your plates. But sometimes you're working like 12 hours on a Saturday without a break. So the chefs used to make us food. Used to make us food and leave it at the back of the kitchen. So I had went in with plates, scraped them, run out quickly, ate my food. But it just happened so one day I run in, ate, it was like chicken curry or something, you know, ate it and come back out chewing. And this table was looking at me, but I went shout because I was like, they're probably raging and I'm eating while serving. But then my manager comes to me and was like, can I speak to you? And I was like, what? And she was like, at table says to you, you're eating Maple's leftovers. Here's me. What? So I was like, oh my God. Now they think I know they've seen me the leftovers and I want shush and all.
That's a secret.
So I says, no, there's fucking chicken curry and at the back of the KP bit. So I was like, what the fuck? So I had to go out and explain and they ended up being really certain. But like,
Why did they complain?
They had, because they thought I was fucking clearing people's tables and got up and going, I'll have up from a dinner.
It's going to get scraped into the bin, right? But you could have been
in. It's about hygiene,
no,
sorry.
But listen, you could have fuck all in the house to eat and they're going up and touting on you.
I know.
I didn't like see you, you bitch.
But they probably thought I was walking about that restaurant. What are you done? Well, you're an eye up to me.
I don't think you'd eat that ass, but a chicken looks like it's not good.
Steve, when we run out of bin bags, I used to sit in the back of the restaurant and just scrape it into my mouth.
Here, peeking around the corner like...
But it was a whole... Here's me. They thought I knew that they've caught me eating leftovers and I went shoes and all. But I thought they were looking at me because I was eating.
Yeah.
But fuck me, no. Honestly, I worked there for 4 years. Absolutely wild. Then I got fired for partying. I think I was with you.
Me?
I was with the Quinns. Lost me at job.
Aye, right, you lost yourself that job. You
wanted
to
be a
friend.
I was partying all the time, and
you were down.
No, it was Katie Campbell. It was Katie Campbell. I was with when we were like.
Of course, it was always you.
It was like 10:30, and I was like, me and Katie were just sitting there like two mad hairs.
Usual.
So I phoned and just says, "Listen, I respect you too much to lie. I can't even fathom a story in my head to tell you. Like,
I ran out of stories.
I start in 30 minutes, and I'm not going to be here." Like, sorry.
Is you're honest?
Here, I've been in parties. See, after my graduation, we were talking about this the other day. Katie Campbell stopped her leg against me. I go, go just jump on it, break my leg, so I don't have to go to work. And I was like, you can't sit in this party if you broke legs. I can't.
Do you remember I sent a photo? You hurt your foot at your graduation, and it was all really bad. And I had to go to the day after your graduation, I had to go to a PT, and I took a photo of Connor's foot and sent it to my PT. I was like, I'll not be in the day, mate. Fucking wait.
Mine's foot was bandaged up. Remember the state of it?
No, Katie, we actually wants.
Same ship pickers, same shoes, same big suit shoes.
I know.
They're wild. I'd be the same. Like,
plasters everywhere.
These boys don't even have to be wearing heels and they're getting fucking.
But see, when girls you don't understand, see, when I do get girls and heels because see, when you do wear like wadding shoes and all,
see,
at the end of the night when you take them off, your feet be aching. And they have only a wee tiny heel, like, but your feet do be sore.
I know.
I think it's just the cheaper the shoe and all as well. Like, it's around the sides, like, they really dig
sometimes
in there.
Sometimes I think their shoes but can be like that.
Fuck me, I've been in the cotton fina pair of grey shoes to go to that grey suit I wore the at wedding last year and finally found them downstairs in Victoria Square, but didn't even.
He wore them and talking about Victoria Square. Where's my grey shoes? No,
but didn't even. I think it was it like Reese or something? I've been in two, seen a lovely pair of grey shoes, but I mean, they were only shoes. So I just dumped my cart and away I went and then like opened my bank account. Was like, where the fuck did all my money go? £140 for a pair of grey shoes. Here's me. No way. They were clean return back.
Fuck off.
Fucking £140.
No. For shoes that you're not going to wear again.
Never again.
No. Now, you haven't got it.
I have fucking dust. Tell me about it.
Cosy Livy.
He's Livy. I know, I'm sweating the state of me as well, but this is the real.
I've had that story.
This is the chilled one where it's just like, oh, I'm hungover.
I actually feel fine now. That started, my emotions were everywhere.
You were
just squealing. Hold on, that ring.
I know.
I've been saying,
do you ever see Janice? I'm falling. Janice, I'm gonna die.
we were just looking at you, going, see you later.
Oh,
we were like, calm down.
Shoulder shove name and everything.
You'll be all right. Calm down. We're off soon.
I know.
Here, that's what it was like. Everybody's just staring at him, too. You're done.
Are these things really here, my master?
Are they supposed to be here? There's five people in this room.
People are like, there's five people behind the cameras. It's like five people.
But sometimes you like to have an illusion, like all that. Like, do you know what I mean? Or maybe I'd say fucking Netflix documentaries.
Yeah,
on, but,
this is only a wee podcast.
I know. But no, I didn't know Leo when.
I don't think he watches him, sir.
He does. You don't watch him.
I do watch him.
You don't. You're land country. You've got yourself caught a cracker.
I haven't seen them all. I watched the first one. I watched the one where you were talking about me and the one about the fighting. And I watched the one with Danielle Walsh. That's only about three.
That's only three. We're on number seven now. We'll go home and get them fucking caught up on them and
I'll watch them that.
Sorry, Mark. Do you want to watch them that? I'll watch this one definitely.
What one do you want to watch? Are you back? It's not skiing.
See, to be fair, I don't watch the ones with other people because I'd be here, but I like to see what I've talked about. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you like to see yourself on camera, 100%.
Sometimes I forget what I've talked about and I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake. Sorry.
I know, I just don't want to be watching myself back and being like, fuck's sake, I am a balloon.
Well, sure.
At the start, you're going to be like, what the
fuck? No, add all that. At the start,
no, at the start, I thought you were going to flip back in the chair.
I really was.
Crabs banding over the chair.
A bad trip it was.
It was like a bad trip. I've been over like your mates have been out taking a bad trip and that's exactly
I don't know what the performance of me was earlier. I was fine. Like I'm fine now.
And then you're back in the room.
Loving that. I'm actually loving it now.
Yeah. So we'll have a few questions this week, but not much, but just real.
We don't get the answer them all anyway, so a couple of them. It's awful fucking heavy.
I feel like coming off you.
Hate coming off me? It's because I'm hot stuff.
Hot stuff, that's it.
So
don't do it.
I'm sweating though in here. It's really warm this week.
My hands are sweating, but I ain't got
the nose. I say it every week. So somebody wrote Winnie getting Chelsea Schenkel, and I'm just going to say this and put this out there.
Chelsea Schenkel will never be on this.
Never be on this. Wouldn't give it the time. Wouldn't give it.
I would have to get her on, Alan.
I wouldn't entertain.
I wouldn't entertain that because it's just a bit of
It should be like a money too.
It's a laughing stock. Do you know?
But that's all I want to say about that. But I know people are being funny, like, see if you really wanted to, you could take advantage of that and be like, oh, fucking, like,
yeah,
oh,
I'll get everyone
but I
watching
won't
it.
Even entertain that, as in, like, outside of addiction and also
entertain. Bad enough,
I know. Jesus Christ, fuck's sake, you're screwed.
See, when he wrote it in the chat, he was like, I thought I was a professional scumbag, am I not professional enough for you? I've got the scumbag, tell a tea.
And then came in and shit himself.
I know.
You are Billy Big Bollocks. I was like, go sit in my face. You came down, I love you.
I didn't mean it, I can't, fuck's sake. I was only fucking, it was like a joke with a jag, and then I seen him ordering fucking mix, and all here to me, oh my God, I have to commit this, but I was a ball nerve. All day, I've done about four shits.
You might got his hair cutting off.
I am a very nervous person.
You're looking well.
I know, thank you, because you had to see me yesterday, so it was bad. No, but here's me. Somebody play. I was actually debating going to the Turks, Connor. And you know what? It's not like me. I hate the Turk. No, I don't mean. I don't mean Turkish people. I mean the Turkish barbers.
Do
you know what I meant? Like, that is not.
You need to put a disclaimer out there.
I need disclaimer.
Tell us why you don't like the Turkish
barbers.
I don't like Turkish barbers because they gave me a mohawk. Like, no, you wanted to fucking see us. My hair started up here. Took me years to grow it out. Fucking terrible. And it was fat when they done it me too.
Oh,
so it was like, boom. And then these wee fucking spikes.
It was like an ice gym.
It was like an ice gym. A fucking ice gym. An ice gem attached to a fucking donut. That's what I was like. Honestly, you just want to see the photos of me at Kayla's Christian. Big fucking fatty, like 17 stone. God, I'm not great too. She was only a wee tiny thing. What do you mean proposed? I always forget about that. It's mad. I was someone's fiance at one point. That's insane, isn't it?
I know. He was engaged.
Okay, I was young and stupid.
He had a fail engagement at like 22, didn't you? We used to slag him.
Yeah, I swear to God.
Young and stupid, you don't say that.
I know I'm only joking, actually, but I obviously wanted it at that time, like, but just didn't work out for me.
Sorry,
do you want to take she first part of the podcast? There's see Jeremy K.
Oh, use his mom to get back to last before I start rolling here. You knew, but you were out there. You were like, we're going to get this cunt to crack.
It's Piers Morgan.
Was that long ago? It just feels like a dream. It honestly does.
It was all a dream.
Do you remember that time I made you cry now at Dennis Salta?
Yeah. Yes, you did.
He cried his eyes out.
You wouldn't speak to me. And then somebody says, sir, stop it. He's crying. You were like, so I don't care. And then I heard you and cried even more.
Well, he made me miss the countdown New Year's Eve.
She them stinking dirty pictures.
Oh, I remember it.
Any other person would have just left me.
I wouldn't leave you and I missed the
But see when I opened the door, but I was
been as well just leaving
the toilet having the time of my life. See when I come out and you were like, excuse me.
Like the weekend.
You were like, you made me miss that whole fucking countdown.
And then I walked in.
So I had to like run after. So you waited on me to run away from me.
No, I want you to know how angry I was. I want you to come in thinking, oh, she
didn't actually want to lose you.
Yeah. I didn't want you to come down there and be like, oh, she's in there having the blast. I want you to see how angry I was. Run after me and then come in there and don't talk to you. And he was going, sorry, and I was going to tell him, now go away from me. And then he started crying. And so I was like to me, sorry, he's crying. And I went, so fuck. He made me miss a count.
Shit one. And I heard her say so fucking, I was like,
But we were in a party together after. It must have
fizzled out. No, we were all right after. Just needed, and, do you know what?
I must have had a fake countdown for you on the way.
You must have. Everybody stop, please. Countdown from 10.
You're out of game. My mate's raging at me.
Yeah. Fuming.
Right, go. Next question.
Complexity. This is a good one. Complexities of understanding the many different accents, even.
I have no fucking clue what's happening.
What's this mean?
Sorry, what?
So they just been like, how hard do you think it is to under. Right, don't we turn it into fucking.
Turn it into layman's terms.
Like, how hard do you think it is understanding the different accents, even just NI alone? So, like, I can't understand.
No. You just can't understand me at the
minute. No.
I love doing. Like Derry accents and all and Scottish accents. Yes. So I don't find them hard to understand.
No, sometimes in the chat, see there in the other day, Davina said something and I was like, what the fuck is he saying?
Davina's proper Derry.
See, yeah. I don't find the Derry accent hard to understand. Now, like, do you remember when Chris, when Orla started seeing Chris and I used to be like some of the things he said, but now because
I think you've had more exposure to it as well. Do you know what I mean?
More experience with the Derry accent.
But then what happens when you get into, nobody should shoot me down, but it happens when you get into like a proper culture.
No.
I went to uni with them for 4 years. Like, I remember the first day of uni, and there were, someone was like, you know, you have to stand up. And
I went to uni with them.
No, like, with people from, where are they all from? Just, from all over, people, their cultures.
They're country people.
But I remember standing up the first day, and it was like, you had to say something about yourself. No, you know what? Fucking
icebreaker.
Shit, doing.
I would love an icebreaker to hit my head when they make me do that. I'd be like, I don't want to. Why are you making me do this?
I guess it's fucking weird. Like,
I know.
So I had to stand up and I was like, my name's Niall and blah, blah, blah. And fucking can't even remember what I said, but I was like, I have a 2-month-old. And then this is why I just hated them, rest them for the next 4 years. Because see, when I said I have a 2-month-old, here was everybody. Here's me. What? What is it about? Like, everybody up my back has kids. Like,
they probably thought you were on about a fucking calf.
I know, but then some dog says to me outside.
Or sheep in autumn.
Do you have a wean? Here's me. Is this cunt trying to say I'm standing here pissing up that wall? Or what? A wean? And then they used to say, for like leave me a smoke, they would say, can you leave me a drag? I used to be like, drag your fucking cross that floor, you say that to me again.
It's like, see them, I remember when Chris said it one time, he was like, sir, go and give me that there over there. And I was like, that's nice, like, but that's not them, it's being cheeky. But I always find that, see, even when Keelan says to me, go and grab me a towel, I'm like, no,
go and get that there for us.
But even if we say, go and get me that, that's cheeky.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, they would just say,
it's just the way.
But we would say,
grab us that over.
Yeah. So we would say, grab us that over.
It's not that we see it as like, it's cheeky. Get it yourself.
Go fetch it.
I'm like, no, just be soaked in.
Soaked.
Because he wants a towel.
He wanted the towel.
He didn't tell us what he was looking
for. I guess go and grab me a towel. Right.
I'm thinking someone's looking at a phone. Fuck off.
Want a towel? Take a phone.
No, but I'm not throwing it at them. I'm throwing it further away from them. Like, look at it yourself.
Like the Ballymena, I hate that.
Don't want to say that because that's what it was. It's Ballymena High. That's all I know what a Ballymena person sounds like. I don't know.
Ballymena High. That's exactly
what tractor. What the fuck was I?
Your tractor.
That was Scottish.
Tractor.
Do you ever see
the wee girl? You want to ride in my tractor?
Yeah. And she's all dressed up and she's a wee baby. And she's like, my baby did that. My baby.
Baby giddle. I was my baby giddle.
I said, get the fuck out my house.
I love her.
Round me grandpapas.
I love her. She's like,
I was like, wow.
She has them plastic earrings and all the wee crying.
And my baby does that again, I'll slap my bum.
I love that one. I love the wee girl as well, and she does that there. She goes, What is that?
That's a W when you had ginger hair. Never see her.
When did I have ginger? Oh, copper hair.
Copper.
Different, Connor.
Oh my god. I wasn't actually ginger, I was strawberry blonde.
No, but I dyed it that colour. I wasn't born that colour, this is my natural colour here.
I know, but I'm just saying it looked like you had ginger hair.
Oh, right.
Me and you sitting in showing the sofa and we're doing them funny faces and you're on a super chair. That's me looking at me going,
What is that?
Yeah.
I swear you have it.
But I some accents are hard.
They're harder to understand.
Some accents are hard to hear.
The combine harvester.
But then some accents are faster hard to hear because sometimes you walk in the hard line, it's its own accent. or on accents fire ass squeaky and talk like that there. Yeah. The majority of people in West Belfast don't talk like that, no man.
Yeah, they fucking do.
No, that's a pure Ardoin accent.
Do you remember the wee lad that was
West Belfast's brother?
Do you remember the way West Belfast, the wee lad that was outside the house? Swaggy, what are you going to do, Swaggy? Ever see it?
No,
she can't get an R shut and such around here. Go get your fucking bar. What are you going to do, Swaggy? Have you never seen that?
I hope news aren't like breaking these by squinting these.
I know, we were calling it. Was like, yous are very low, yous aren't talking properly.
When I was doing a sound check, they were talking like this here, and then I was like, but you're going to be shouting shit a wee bit later. So I went, hello.
She's like,
and this is grabbing, it's going, Swaggy! If you're going to scream, hold it back from your mouth.
Why are you going closer?
You're screaming in, dude.
Beat yourself up the face of it.
Sorry for anybody fucking. Anybody listening to our phones or earphones?
Earphones. These are listening on your earphones.
Earlingus.
I got these. I got my AirPods from the Moore store. Earphones. All right. Here, what am I doing?
No,
we're gonna be.
We're gonna do yoga, guys.
Have you seen that goat yoga? The fuck's that all about?
Who did I see going to that?
Oh, I go claim.
Doing this yoga.
No, go claim it.
Everybody's talking amongst
you. You're doing yoga.
Fucking hell.
That's me back to grabbing so far.
Fucking hell.
You go and do yoga and there's goats bouncing about over your neck and over your back and all.
Billy goats.
Yeah, like billy goats.
Billy goats,
and they're walking underneath you.
No, you are.
I swear.
Do the time words dog and some goats happen over you.
How do you know what you call that?
Because I've seen the video the other day.
Oh, right, because I only learned that when I done yoga on Sunday in the gym. Time words dog.
Here, you ain't got...
You only learned the name of it. You've been doing that years.
Harley. I don't like that.
I don't like that.
I don't.
That's disgusting. Disgusting. Right, so next one is... Where am I still sitting, I guess?
It's very double-jointed or something.
It's fucking cut my ankle. So here, this is a good one. This is a good conversation. Is cereal soup?
No.
Yeah, it is.
It's a milk.
It's basically a
cereal. And it's not boiled.
It's a broth.
It's cold soup.
No, but what?
No, but sure, soup is a one. Oh, everything's
but if you put cereal in the microwave, does it become soup? Like cornflake soup? Like, if you heat it up?
There we go.
No, I wouldn't say that. I'm just exploring all the possibilities. I wouldn't say cereal soup. Like,
keep your mouth shut.
So that's like saying, I don't know.
That's like saying it's a stew.
No, so it is.
No, that's like saying, we were talking about earlier on. That's like saying that fish boil thing is stew.
That's like saying if your granny hot wheels should be a bake.
I think you can say something is something if you cook it. Like
you can say something's anything.
Like you could put anything.
If my soup wants to identify as stew.
If I say you're
don't boil your cereal and also no, it's not.
If I say you're a horse and you're my fucking horse. Do you know what I mean?
But here they
said nay, they're at it again.
I love that.
I seen you lumber in Sydney.
He's all right, Mickey will make.
Mickey will make.
That's
cracker.
Right. Let people in your jokes.
No.
Fucking hell, I thought you were just going to see that in Van Sydney. Now we're talking. Oh, so that the fans, the shit's getting
weird. I know, we think people are just going to know what we're talking about.
I know.
Well, if you don't know, get to know.
Get to know.
Put all the things in it. But here, them we were talking about that in the car, but them fish boil bags.
No, people over here need to stop up.
No, the sauce looks great.
But in America?
Have you seen the pathetic things that they're handing people here?
Some cunt sitting with a fucking corn in the cob and two prawns.
They've stuck a corn in the cob, a fucking boiled egg, and a prawns from the... them ones you get in the freezer in Tesco's in a bag and called it boiling... What do you call them?
A boil in a bag.
What do you call them?
But the
seafood
sauce,
boil.
The sauce here is pretty seafood and yellow. It's like they fucking put that like lobster in and it tastes itself.
It was prawn piss.
The whole thing is though, when you see it in America, it looks great because there's like
it's the sauce.
So
they probably
much.
Do it all properly and all, but I hated the food in America. Fucking it's stinking.
It looks nicer than what it tastes. I bet you.
No,
I don't like fish, but I would eat.
No,
that.
I would just eat the sauce. Like if we were all together,
I would eat the potatoes and the corn, and maybe the egg. I wouldn't eat
but
the
even
mussels.
I don't like mussels, but I like dipping garlic bread in the sauce.
Yeah, it's nice.
But then you would just order the sauce then.
Can you just order
can
the
you do
sauce?
That?
You're going to spend fucking about 100 quid on the board.
Oh, my man, I used to eat the mussels. Nice flickers over at me crusty rolled. That's me, sorted.
I know. I would have, I'd be like, can I have that without all the fish? Mm-hmm. Seafood boiled, but can I have no seafood?
Can I have a seafood boiled with no fish?
Yeah.
What was it? I ordered a linguine on holiday. It was seafood linguine. I was like, I don't want any seafood in it.
I ordered one, a crab, and it came out, and it was still the whole shell, no on claws, and I says, no, I can't eat that.
I hate that, because you don't want to be having to fucking go through
I wasn't
all
touching
sorts
it.
To get to your food. Like
fucking see in the beach, I remember Aoife and Clannan chased me one day along, what do you call it, Hazelbank, beach with a crab, and I run the whole way back to the car, and I had Dr. Martin sandals on. I ended up blistering on my foot. It was terrible. Like from the way over the Orient,
I have a real fear of the sea.
We
started talking about seaboards, and I'm fucking saying
I hate the sea.
It's for me when videos come out. Do you ever get the
across the bar?
I'm laying in bed going, fuck me, turn my water off at the mains. Like, they're so scary.
Throw bottles aboard, bottle of water, right?
Like this big fucking tanker ship getting fucked about the ocean by these fucking mountain waves. No way. Some Roma people.
Fishermen do it, no. I don't know.
Do that's me? How everybody's getting their boiling the fish bags and all.
No, people's out there risking their lives for them fucking boiling the bags.
We were getting the Stanley bags.
And Belfast haven't cheeked on. There are people.
Belfast is getting them out of waterworks.
I know.
Fuck's sake.
What were you saying,
do you remember when we were coming back from Liverpool on the Stanley Line? I was freaking out, getting on it.
But even when we were away, we were on them ferries, but they get you from island to island and they go so fast. But like, you know, when a boat whacks the waves, so you're like, I fucking hated it. Like,
have you ever seen the video of the people on the speedboat? The speedboat.
They're all still trying to be cool.
They fly like right down.
See, as soon as it hit the first bump, I'd be on the ground. No. They're all still standing there.
It looked like your woman was having like the best header of her life. She's just like, I'm bummed.
They fall like lanky lorries.
I know.
No.
Yeah, all of them. Fuck
me. Scourge me. Scourge the shit out of me, water.
I
don't like it either.
I love a bath.
I don't even. I wouldn't even really swim in the sea. I would never swim in the sea. Like, you love a bath.
I love a bath.
Strange that you like, because you like, you do like a bath.
I love a bath, but I hate the water.
I don't like a bath.
I don't get in the pool or anything on holiday.
No, it's not that. It's. I don't really think about baths. See, every time I always lose my stoppers.
You leave your stoppers.
Why do you always lose your stoppers?
Always lose my stoppers. And you know what? What's Kayla laughed at me.
The stopper for the bath.
So Kayla says, Kayla commented on the fact that I always lose them. So I do think she's up to something. Like, I think she's like giving
her stopper of a bath.
Exactly. It's always in the bath. So I've went through them, and I think Kayla's taking them. She's probably taking them and selling them in school. Like, honest to fuck.
Turn them into yo-yos.
How do you know how many stoppers I bought? And she was like, you're always losing.
Where do you buy stoppers?
At the Sancho. Or the Sancho. I never heard of Sancho.
The sale stoppers in the Sancho.
They only got them.
You get a big one, a wee one. One's for the kids and take months of the bath.
Oh, the different sizes?
Oh, because I was raging. Because when I lost that one, I thought I had a spur. And I tried to put it in. It was just, no, the water wasn't doing anything.
How do you lose it? Because mine's aren't on the string. And so I've never lost mine.
So I'm convinced someone's stealing them on
me. Have to be.
I know. And that's obviously someone that lives there. And there's only two of us. And I know it's not me stealing
them. So. It's Katie Campbell. Do we get
it? It is Katie,
aye. Oh, it's always Katie.
It's not a bath stop. You need to fucking stop her coming into your house.
No.
Need a door stopper.
You can't get her out.
There was a time we partied in his. Remember after the super spreader event, the fucking Christmas?
We all ended up with COVID.
We all ended up with COVID. I was projecting. I think you were fucking pissing in your sink.
No. Oh my God.
Even after you were pissing in your sink.
Connor, I know. I got. It's going to be him.
He was on. Oh, sorry. On all four.
Here's me. There's no way I'm going to be on fucking stairs to go to a piss. Like, see me.
That's what play the stairs.
Sorry, but I'm from Torrance Avenue, so I'm used to my bad toilets down the stairs.
But here, he climbed up on the worktop.
Climbed up on the worktop, right?
And pissing nigga people.
The trousers down, just start pissing
in front of everyone.
No, sure, my kitchen separate from where we sat.
So you walked in the kitchen before you'd walk up the stairs?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ugh.
No, I was I was on my knees. I was on the worktop. On my knees.
Did not.
Yeah. And then Connor had his face in the sink for a couple of minutes later. No. Sick.
A couple of hours later, being sick black.
No, you wanted to hurt him. It was like, bah! You see, every time he was sick, it was like everyone was going,
like, I know. Hey, I'm in the conversation. I with them. No. Is anybody using this bag? Just kick them out.
Oh, my sick, God. No? So bad. Remember,
I COVID,
like, though. Kayla's Christmas presents were still in the living room, and Connor needed to lie down. And I'm in fucking living TVs and all off the sofa. And they're going, Connor, lie her. But I was leaving some presents on the sofa. Fucking Leonard, but all he had to use was a blanket with an LCD TV.
I get under the box.
Wrap that round, yeah.
Yes, well, listen.
But then, so then he ran out and fucking did our party, woke up next morning. So, Campbell was in his best second.
After we were sitting there for 2 days, I had a cheek. All Emmons went to bed, and I had a cheek to go to our party the following morning. And I come in the next morning, and my door was open, and I was moving about downstairs. All I heard was, who's that? Here's me. Who the fuck's that? This is my house. And it was Katie. And not only did she not go home again, that was 3 days later from she coming to the house. She stayed until the following night, and here's me. You just can't get her out.
No, you can't.
She writes with me and all trying to, when I put her out, I'd be like, I can't believe you're throwing me out of your house. I'm like, you've been here for 2 days. It's not like I'm
you
getting
just
you.
Came and
you know,
out you get.
Just get out. Like,
she just doesn't want to leave. Here, she's not leaving. She doesn't want to leave. She's a funny bastard. But
she's
scared. She's so
her puns are fucking. She's funny.
She doesn't even mean it.
What?
Really punny.
Aye, punny.
She's just quick at them. Like, new one every week, too.
You don't want. No, you don't. You just said it. She's really quick. Like,
what was the one
can't.
She said in the airport when you were going to the air? I think it was you who put up a video of her.
Oh, no, I was like, she was wearing that trench coat going to Italy, walking through the airport, but she's in a trench coat. And I was like, going to her, expect her gadget. I said to her, fuck me, it's giving business trip. And she was like, business is booming.
She's a funny boss.
Yeah, oh my God. She's so funny. Fuck
she's
me,
so
don't
funny.
Know half of it.
Someone says, if you were a fly on the wall, whose wall would you sit on?
Local or worldwide?
Hope you got less.
I just don't know. Like what about the North Belfast or like anybody's?
Anybody's wall.
One of each. Since you're mixing up.
Can't you put it into sections, categories?
It's an interesting one, that is. Like, I don't know. I can't give my honest answer because I don't want to go out dark.
You have to be honest.
Are you the one to get scooped after it? Something one and then?
I'd see you fly.
Do you want to come in, look out?
I'd be fly on the wall, Katie Campbell.
Here
it has to be fair.
You want to be a fly on my wall? Mm-hmm. No.
I don't hear.
Katie's house. Katie. I'd love to see what way she gets on, not getting ready and ordering clothes and setting them back in the.
Pulling her fucking fringe out.
Yeah.
Like,
seriously.
Down that house, getting ready, pulling the fringe.
Mm-hmm.
I would. Know, I don't know, to yourself.
No, probably I would probably be a fly on the wall of myself to see how fucking weird I am walking about. Like,
do you know why?
No, like imagine watching yourself talk to yourself now.
Or watching a party back there. So you're like, what were we on?
Do you remember in lockdown when we were doing the Zoom calls, right? And we were drinking on it. After I said I would love to have a camera to record me to see what way I'm sitting, because I had my phone set up against a salt and pepper. Fucking grinder, and
salt and pepper,
a little shaking. I had my phone against that, and I can remember one night. No, I was going back on the seat. No, so you like, you no one could see me, and come back up again. No,
imagine locking
it.
Somebody locking in through your window.
Sure, they're doing TikTok. They're doing TikTok.
I know it is actually. That was my starting point. Maybe on TikTok.
On TikTok. Back when it was like funny and everybody was just making videos and all, and it's fucking like England 1066. So there's a battle every fucking 2 minutes.
I know, battle of the point.
Battle of the Hastings.
Battle of Hastings.
Mm-hmm. Everybody come on, support my big battle tonight. You know how we do it, right?
But that's the target, the locks with the keys and all. Fuck off, Jesus Christ. Think I'm out working 2 jobs for my phone bill to be sky high because of you cunts.
But it was addictive. See when we were on it was addictive. I remember sitting there one night spending 70 quid and sending someone gifts. And see when you're telling your mates, and your mates are like, what do you mean you're sending people gifts?
I know, but I remember watching you and topping up £20 on it because I was watching you and I can't remember who you, but it was annoying me that I didn't like this person and they were winning you. Cheers, me fucking yes. That connect the phone bill. Bum bum bum. Sorry, here you go.
Does it go over your phone bill? It comes out of my PayPal.
Comes
out of my phone bill. That's only why I do it. See if I had the underbank details and all, and I wouldn't bother.
It just comes out of my PayPal for some reason. But it's different. It's different. I like obviously I done it in fuck's sake that time and.
There's money to be made. I
know everyone kept saying to me to do it, and they're like, you can make money and all.
But it's
and
like
dating
now, though,
can't
isn't
be bothered.
Mm. It was good crack. It used to be good crack.
I think everybody's doing it, and the thing is, people are doing it week in, week out, and that to me, that's weird.
I think as well. Like, the whole
like if, say, if you done a Connor and we ball like fucking and you're wrong, get you up whatever leaderboard or whatever it is, but that's a one off. Like, see if my mates were expecting me to be gifting them every weekend.
I was one week. I don't know. I'd never bought it before. I was just one week.
Not a chance. Like,
but see, as well, like it's completely changed even lives now. Like, I don't even enjoy going. Like, I go on
Ice for engagements. I honestly don't watch them. When was the last time I used that knife? I haven't been living.
Scott invited me into his box yesterday, and him and Lisa was on. I was in for literally a couple of minutes, but no, I don't.
Where the fuck was Lisa Hill live when we were all going live?
Oh, she didn't start going live until after we were going live.
Because that's now, I did watch Lisa the other day, but other than that.
I thought you haven't been watching anybody. You're
that's what I'm saying. No,
oh my God. Caught a cracker.
Caught a cracker. Lisa,
no, I actually did watch Lisa's Your Day for the first time. But
now you're. Yeah.
No, I won't watch Legs, but like people.
Only joking.
He's getting all the not people from here, not people from here, because they're all born cons.
Lisa lives in West Belfast. Lisa lives in West Belfast.
Lisa not live up. Why did I think Lisa? Lisa
lived
up.
It's my shiny
hair.
It's
not touching me. You just
touched
my
tip. Ah, fucking, it's maybe annoying. That's a gig. But it is actually, it has changed it up.
Here?
It's sort of shit.
It can't be annoying.
I like to enjoy it.
And I don't know how you've ever coped with that, like people saying to you on nights out. No, like, because I only have 2,000 followers and people.
It's got worse from this podcast.
It's got worse.
That's so annoying.
But that's nice.
It's not annoying. It's nice. Like the people come over and
is annoying. But when you're trying to enjoy yourself,
you're the person, like it's nice for one person to come over and say. But when you're the one person against 10 people, it's different.
When you're like sort of like they're the home night and like you're not drinking and then you're sort of like and then everyone's like making jokes of you about it and then it gets to the point where like please stop.
I know,
and they don't mean
no harm. It's just because I'm not drinking.
It's nice when people, because people come over and say nice things, but it's just.
People don't say nice things about you, but to me.
As if you would let anybody talk about me.
I know.
Here, so what do you think of this one? Are we dating the same guy? I've just received my VIP status on it. But like, what do you think? Yep.
What do you mean?
Are we dating the same guy? What do you think about that?
Us?
There's a Facebook page called Are We Dating the Same Guy?
Oh, I've seen that. I thought somebody was asking us that.
See, most of the time, but it's people coming on to out people that don't ask.
But it happened. Somebody come in to drop off me off drink, and and was come in, and as he came in to drop off the drink, he got the notification and he was sent. He was on it.
No way.
But like I started to feel bad for him, and then I was like, no, why am I feeling bad for you? You're obviously dicking about. Like,
I know.
But then it's just because you're on it doesn't mean it's your people.
People are asking, are we
dating the same guy? Yeah, it's you have to go and look at the comments and all underneath it.
But imagine being on something like that when you die. Because
but
I
who wrote so. That?
Or Patrick.
I was slagging Patrick about it at my uncle Kevin's funeral last week. He's been on twice.
Is that why you're
been on it twice?
He's been on it twice.
Is that why?
Yeah, he said he doesn't care. He says I'm a single fella, I'll do what I want. he's been on it.
You probably need to move your head back because that lady bit.
If somebody put up a story of me drinking, I'd have to delete all my social medias and all that.
Patrick,
I would need to date someone to actually get on it. I'm not dating anybody. It's me.
Bridget, that's me.
There's so many dicks. Somebody date this guy?
Is there a girl?
Is there anybody dating this guy?
He's claiming not to be a virgin, but I think different.
What?
He's claiming not to be a virgin, but I think different.
Aye.
It's magic, but like I don't understand why people still like mess about and all on their partners because you can't get away with fucking laughing.
You get away with shit all.
No, they all
get
caught.
And then she, you know me and you, yeah, if we heard anything, we'd just tie on them to the crack. Like, I'm telling.
Yeah. I'm telling first, I'm getting running home.
They all get caught, you know what I mean? I don't know why you'd be so stupid and think you're
going to
get away with it.
I know. And then even, it wasn't even getting caught, I think I would tout myself.
I honestly could not do it. Like, even if I didn't like the person anymore, the guilt, I couldn't come home and pretend that.
Because I think then, to be able to... Be able to lie to somebody for the rest of your life, for the next couple of years.
See, I used to ring in to work sick. I used to fucking hate it because I had to continue to lie all week and work. And I was like, what did I do that for? Why didn't I just tell them the truth?
See, when I was younger, I used to be like, see, when people used to confess on TV and all, I used to be like, why would you do that? We're in a relationship. Why not just keep it a secret? But I have actually been there where I started seeing a girl and kissed somebody else and didn't tell her till like a year and a half later. But it was because I actually started to really care for that. I was like, I can't spend any more time with this person knowing that. And thankfully, that I waited, because if you had told them at the start, like, no, I'm not saying thankfully. I'm not promoting being sneaky wee fucker.
No, do you not promote it?
But I always used to wonder, like, why the fuck do people tout themselves? But you just can't. You can't.
I know.
It's It's guilt, like, guilt's real.
Conscience.
Conscience.
Conscience comes out the play.
The guilty conscience will kill me, because I used to hate
Sorry,
to
I got so deep, I'm on my way.
Yeah, I'm the boss.
Don't take a relationship advice off me. I've been single fucking 5.5 years. Fuck's sake, listen to
hey,
me.
That's always the people that gives you relationship advice. Somebody was like, never been in a relationship, but give you all this relationship advice.
Right? It's mad. It is nuts.
Here, somebody said, it's a funny one. Who would win in a fight between Granny Jean or Mary Berry?
Granny Jean.
Who's Mary Berry?
Mary Berry's her cooks. Granny Jean would get her in a heel. Her no problem.
She wouldn't even get near my Granny Jean. She'd have to get through me first. I kick her bollocks.
Whip her with a tea towel.
Fuck. Is it her says Mika Wavi?
No. Text Mary Berry and say, fuck her. Meet
Is that her he says Mika Wavi?
Mary Berry. She bakes the cakes and all.
No. That's Nigella said that. She's about 4 Mary Berry's.
Mika Wavi.
Mika Wavi?
No, nah, it's Nigella.
Right, well, sorry, I don't know all the cooks. But so, big no. Cook, why cook. Mary Berry looking to fight my Granny Jean?
Tell her.
I'll be at her door.
Tell fucking Mary Berry to meet us in the crack, 10 minutes. Fucking.
I'll be up her.
Tell Granny Jean get her big boots on.
I know.
Studs
on. I know.
Boot the fucking chins of Mary Berry.
Fuck.
She'll be cooking from the floor.
Mary Berry will get fucking rooted.
She'll be cooking from a manor hospital. Keep her cheek up.
Aye. She'll be fucking blending up the food for test tubes. Or what do you call him? What do you call them things?
Eating through a straw.
Tube veg. She'll be getting fucking veg and not have to cook again in their life.
No.
Feet and tubes she'll have. Touch fucking even looks at my Granny Jean.
Victoria squirt of the face.
Aye. Victoria sponge.
A Victoria
and
squirt.
And I overcooked that on purpose, you cunt.
Here's me. He's fucking champ centers and everything at her. Victoria squirt. He says. Oh my god, had fucking head up. He's setting up a chick with flannels and all, but
Castle Corp, the pit.
Fuck, what was that?
Here for safe for touching my ground.
Or should we pox it?
Oh my god, it's like UFC for shopping centers. Jesus Christ.
She will take it to die. I'm out. Fought you.
So nobody come near our granny.
Unless you want fucking shopping centres all over the show.
Mary Berry sitting in the house going,
I feel like messaging Mary Berry and say, what'd you say about my granny?
Imagine just stumbled across that podcast. Fucking, I'm panicking. Fuck,
she's going to lose me job.
She's going to put up a fucking video and be like, I don't know any Jane, please leave me alone. Stop saying me difference.
I feel like Nassau and saying, what'd you say about my Granny Jane?
Say what you want about me, I'm talking about my nanny.
No.
Oh, Granny's sitting up the house, but there's she's my love.
So she will, she get the speed night. No,
gig, fucking hell.
Oh my god.
That was a good one.
That laugh has me sweating.
Fucking boiling, boy. Right. What smells nicer, freshly cut grass or fresh baby?
Fresh babies?
I have hay fever, so I can't even be...
fresh baked bread? Don't you bring in any idea.
I would need about 16 antihistamines if I smell freshly cooked grass.
I love
What the fuck?
I love freshly cooked grass.
No, but I have hay fever, may you say?
I know, but sure.
Fresh baked bread. Hopefully it's not Mary Berry kicking
again. No,
because there'll be murder.
No.
Open door.
She fucking makes you get everything.
No, I don't get the fresh.
That's me not hating her.
Like, if I smell that, my eyes and all run like fuck.
Take an antihistamine and go out and smell the grass.
I can't, because I always forget you have to take them all year round for them to work.
No, you don't.
No,
do you?
My mummy gives me antihistamines when I like shut my mum.
You get the uncle histamines.
I love wee uncle histamine.
What's worse than answering your band? Uncles.
Honestly, you're not writing a hit my name.
Here's another one now. What's good?
I don't know. What
he's thinking. He's got his egg. What's another joke? Talk amongst yourself.
Sorry, questions. Sorry, man. He's going to ask one. I'm interrupting him. Sorry.
Do you want to take over?
Now thinks he's having an interview.
This is my podcast now.
Now thinks he's having an interview. He's looking more questions.
Tell me about a dame fucker. I don't even know. Don't
be
telling me.
Interview us for one of your questions. What would you ask us if you were going for a job?
Like, in all seriousness,
no.
Can you tell me about a time where you faced a difficult work situation and
bringing you on this podcast?
Yeah,
difficult. At the start of it,
what
like,
effective decisions you've made to overcome that?
Well, I can tell you about the time I was in work when I worked in the bakery, uh-huh. And travellers come in and there was. travelers come in, they were stealing forks. And I let them.
We were probably stealing forks and then run about the door stealing them. So I thought we were getting them all.
So, and I just let them steal them. No. So I didn't.
No, I'd only moved in and I'd obviously went and got pillowcases and all, blah, blah, blah. But the travellers came to the door. Can you say travellers?
Yes, you just can't say the other word.
About the district, saying also. Came was like, do you want to buy any pillowcases? And I was like, no, mate, I'm fine. He was like, do you want to buy any knives? Just started me and I was like, let me see the pillowcases again. So I was fucking stacked up in pillowcases when he back from B&M, bought a load and I fucking bought, but they were nice pillowcases.
Sure, they came to my mouth. So I was like, about a couple years ago, I was like, is your mom, do you want to buy any pillowcases? I was like, mommy's not in. He went, do you want to buy them? I was like,
near 27
years of age. I'm like, mommy's not in. Do you want to buy them?
No. I say my mommy's not in.
I live here.
She handles the finances.
She hasn't got them.
Realistically, I didn't even buy me own bed clothes. Mm-hmm. Mommy did have to buy them for me.
Mommy always buy, well, I could buy me own too, but mommy always buys me loads.
Yeah. Breathe.
I sleep under the stars. I don't even have bed clothes.
You haven't got a house.
What are you joking? I haven't a fucking clue either. That's what I haven't got.
No,
this
I haven't
was
got.
The wrong day to wear a jumper. Cats are sweating.
Listen, I'm going from here and it's going to be fucking puddles.
Puddles of sweat.
Puddles of pish.
Are you always doing that?
It's not soaking, sapling, clarried. Clarried?
Want to talk about
clarried? Sir, I hear be good, will you? Sir, don't you do that to me, honest to God. Me and you'd fall out now.
No, you wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't.
Fuck. I'd be at your door.
I know.
Somebody asked this again, but they always ask, but I'm interested to see what Nell's going to say. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Probably. No,
running that furniture shop in the park.
I would like to see myself obviously moving up another bit. And probably like own a house and paying rent and like I work 2 jobs. I have a really good well paid job now and I've moved up pretty far, but I mean I still have 2 jobs. No, but that's more like fun money and stuff. But like
that's fun money, I like some.
I know. Too much fun, Sarah. Too much fun, not enough money.
That's why you have 2 jobs, because you've too much fun.
I could run my house and look after my child 10 times, not 10 times over, it's a bit extreme, but 2 times over on 1 wage. But like, I, you know, I love my holidays and going and doing things with your mates and all. So
are
like
the bookies
is like a constant, and plus it's like free money. What is it?
And a wee drink at the weekends.
And a wee drink at the weekends. I'm fond of a wee drink. Oh. Sure, that's what I'll be saying. But me or Niall, sure he's a drinker.
You never get out.
Oh, fucking me, I know. It's terrible. I can't get a babysitter.
I know.
I'm only joking. I'm flush with babysitters. That's one thing about me. Like, but don't understand how people stay together with their kids' other parent because you don't get out. Me and Marguerite just pass her back and forth. Like, yes, and I'm out this weekend, so you're on the road.
Yeah. It's all right when you can co-parent. Well, like that, but it doesn't always work like that.
I know, it doesn't.
Do you mean? Not all of us are lucky like you.
I know, yeah.
My mommy and my granny, you're brilliant. Mm-hmm. Me and my kids, I can get
them. All right, so nice to be at.
But that's not from their parents.
I know, it's not. All right, well, don't make them like me anymore, love.
No, don't. No.
Her kids are the same age.
I know.
No,
ours
don't make them like him anymore.
All right.
Like me. All right.
Oh, you're one of a kind now, Leslie.
Oh, don't now, Roar. So I know you feel are. Like you're being genuine.
I am.
I know you are.
Should I always tell you you're a great daddy?
No, you do. Fuck, here go.
Buckle up.
Nah, that's what's happening.
He's actually going to cry.
It was just so unexpected.
He's actually going to cry.
He was.
He's
no, going to cry. It was like really deep so far. I'm not crying, like.
Your eyes are really, really glassy.
Not
panic. Or Shane Bell's getting attacked again.
Fucking sweating. No, alright.
That was a cute. That was a cute one. We'll move on.
No, let's move on.
I can bleep it out.
Where is it? Fuck.
Bleeping out where.
If you hear
fuck no. You need that. No. You can say you're in the bookies. That's alright.
I know. Cause you're loads of bookies.
Don't cry about that. Phone names.
Yeah.
Should probably be my answers.
Yeah, she don't know what bookies. There's loads of bookies.
Fuck off, Gillian McKeith.
Is it, can I speak to your manager? You've been
right
no, back up.
I'm right and going, hi, I'm the manager.
So also, what else have we got? Current thoughts on Palestine.
We were actually talking about this today in Anna.
Yeah.
Right. She's very, very passionate about what's going on in Palestine. blah, 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 blah. But we were talking about it, and I said, I'm not very educated on it. But what I do know is what's right and what's wrong.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what religion.
Like, what religion you are.
Everybody needs to talk at once.
I know it's him talking over me. It doesn't matter what religion you are or whatever. All it takes is common sense to know what's right and what's wrong, and what is happening at the minute is so wrong.
Couldn't agree more, sir. Agreed. That's why I was talking over you because it was like, yes, go you fucking that shit up, sir.
No, but see what you said there about not being like feeling like you're not educated, right? So I used to go with somebody who was from England, and see when that happened on October 7th, I remember they were sharing about what's happening in Israel, and I says, is that the first you've heard about that? Ely's died in 2019, and her picture was Free Palestine. I was like, that's the first you've heard about.
When I was in school, our
history classrooms had that on. So see, even like we say, oh, we're not educated. In England, where I was, and I said the word sectarian, and he was like, "What does sectarian mean?" I went, This is even the people who say like the lowest of like knowledge when it comes to politics. See, you living in Belfast, you really have to do know. You have to know like what side of the fucking street you can walk down. So we know what sectarian means.
Yeah.
Where people who aren't educated in politics know a basic thing. But see in England, you don't have to. You don't have to know any of that. So see, when you see something on the news, you're very easy just to go with it. So see, like
it's all propaganda and all, but.
Definitely. And I'm so glad now that see over the last couple of days, fucking I'm really passionate about this. I finally started seeing on my For You page stuff about Palestine. Mm-hmm. You didn't see any of it.
I think I too. It was all
shadow banned. It was like you wouldn't have seen it.
Like, but I have seen it too. Like I actually reposted a video yesterday and I thought that to myself. That's what I mean.
And we were talking about this also, and it's, I think a lot of people are passionate about it as well because kind of what happened here years ago too. And this is what I was saying also. Do you know what really grinds on my gears? And you can cut this out if you want to. But driving around areas and have up Israel flags, and they have them up because they have turned it into a sectarian thing.
And it should not be. And I'm like, but why are you doing this?
If I was the opposite religion. And I don't really condone that. You can't condone the flag. You have to be watching where we're watching, and you have to know that what's going on is wrong. And why have you went out of your way to buy an Israel flag and climb up a lamppost?
And that's what annoys me. Some people are seeing a Palestine flag as an Ireland flag. That's what it is now. Israel flag is not even like that.
We have fucking Israeli cousins. Like we've always said, fuck's sake, Arsenal had a fight with them, and like. Years ago, about how it wasn't right, and I very much when I seen them on social media, there's nothing really changed in like their life, but you couldn't see a policy like that, and it's actually thanks to the likes of social media, you would go down like it makes you actually think though as well, you could go up your whole life thinking that it was a Palestine's fault. I mean, basically what that, but see the power of social media now. It actually makes you question how much of you learned in history books was actually not best.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you mean? Because only for social media, only for fucking seeing things on videos.
For this to be the nature of things that are happening over there, it should be everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, could you imagine if that happened and people, I know it, things like that have happened before, but I mean, in this day and age, if we were to be invaded and people started killing kids and all, like that would be... That would be a big fucking thing.
Yeah. But it probably has happened loads of fucking times, but you just didn't know because there was no mobile phones. It wasn't as easy to record stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like, it gets sort of like...
And that's what I said.
See the
videos and stuff too. Like, that's only what we're seeing. Like, can you imagine what more is actually going on? That's only what they've caught on, camera now.
And then I seen people be like, I seen somebody says, oh, they're laughing in that video. And I'm like, but see if you've grew up in that sort of environment. Like, it's like somebody going like, there's a gunman in the Climble. And us going like,
Because
we've grew up with that. They're not
the,
being.
The British Army used to be in our garden and all. We used to go out and sit and, it was normal. And we used to go out and sit and talk to them and laugh with them. Because that's what we grew up with. The army being in our street.
People in England would be like, what? Like,
or why they're laughing. And you're like, see, when you're actually, that's your daily life, it doesn't become that much.
So you need, kids need to be sad all day, every day, because kids need to live. I know. And not many of them are getting
like,
to
why would
day.
You even say it's not true, because that child's laughing? Like, what a stupid fucking thing to say. Yeah, like, it is true. Like, it's happening.
Oh, and none of the kids in Palestine are allowed to laugh anymore. Because their fucking whole lives are being torn around, like, around them, and they're not even allowed to laugh.
Yeah. It's cutting straws here, really.
It's a mummy in you.
It is a mummy in me. Fucking kids need to be kids, and they're over and living in fear.
But that is like, I'm actually so glad that question was asked. And it's like such a like a thing, not that like, because you don't, I don't want to obviously turn this into, I want to give recognition to it sometimes, and like you sort of talk about it, because
it should be talked about. It should be talked about. And you shouldn't be, it should be talked about constantly. You shouldn't be like, I can't talk about that because I'm going to offend someone. Like, so fuck.
If you're offended by left, right, us, and center here, like, but if you're offended by us stating,
why
obvious,
would you be though? Like,
but that's what I mean. That's not our problem. That sounds like a problem.
Anybody that has a problem with anything that we were saying there, or whatever, or a problem with people supporting Palestine, you're on the other side. You're supporting children down, which to me is the
in
worst
a way.
Of the worst.
What as well is like it's. Like, I'm not supporting fucking anybody else. I'm not supporting it. Oh, somebody else losing. I'm supporting, like, call it fucking quits.
You know, when
like,
does it end?
It's like what? It's going to end when there's nobody there to fucking do it. And it's like people saying, oh, I seen somebody saying about, oh, it was.
It's
a
all to do with money.
It's like Hamas is using them as a human shield, and I seen a girl being like, right. So if your mummy was here, they did like an interview, and she was like, if your mummy was here, and I was a gunman, and he was using her as a human shield. What, how annoyed would you be if the policeman just come in and went, what is it actually? And just shot your mummy. Like, but that's not what the question is. Like, that's exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just say...
people, bigots and stuff that have them fucking mad opinions, they're stupid opinions. Like, because when you switch it around to the same thing, they're like, no, that's not what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's like, no, what?
Yeah, it
literally
is.
Some people would just be tunnel vision to, I hate this or whatever. Yeah. And don't see rational sense.
I can't
argue with stupid.
You can.
I know. Well, I am sure, but you can argue with me if you want.
It's just meant to be enough.
In a way, like, obviously, there's people out there far more educated than us, but we know basic knowledge about it.
Yeah.
And what I think is a lot more people are learning basic knowledge about it, mm-hmm. and not everybody can be wrong. You can't just...
You don't need to know the actual, like, proper ins and outs and all of it, but you just need to see what, like, it's wrong.
See,
it's
people's
wrong.
Media. The media have lied about... The media is literally being called out land so much that people don't trust it anymore. So see,
like,
people
like,
are
why? Like, why are people trying to cover this up? Like, all around the world.
It's all to do with money. Like, it's money.
Is that why?
Yeah, it's all
oil,
money.
It's
all about, like, the oil, isn't it? The oil under, like, Gaza.
Yeah.
I only learned this today.
Fucking
but it's all, it's
that's why
it's America. It's America. They're the problem.
Nobody will touch America.
No one will touch
them. The fucking food is stinking. Like,
here. Can't get a good Chinese in America?
No, it's everything's fucking Gang Pao chicken and all. I'm like, get the fuck, where is Almond's phone number?
I was told today as well that some woman, I don't know who she was, what her name was, but she actually wrote on one of the missiles or whatever. And that's like, see a man doing all these killings and whatever, you're kind of like, right, a woman sending that over to children.
Yeah,
I'm like, what's wrong? And like, I see if she has kids.
Some fucking
God love them. God, like, I don't know how. Like, I think it's different. Like, not that it's different for women, obviously, men, but some. Like,
I know, sorry,
we're
being sexist.
It's just, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I just think that's really
it's
bad.
It's so on, yeah, it's so unnurturing and stuff.
Yeah.
And like, yeah.
Like, have you had the kids of your own?
Mm-hmm.
Like, would you like that done name?
I know.
No.
Somebody says, asks now about his expensive shit out his back.
No, who done that? He was done that.
It wasn't me. I had done that.
No, it was because that time I call it the cabin, but my man all calls it the cabin, and sir, and all come in and was like, that's a fucking shed.
No, it's not.
I was like, I can fucking forklift it in here. It's not a fucking shed. It has electric and all.
It's a shed.
It's a shed, but we call it the cabin. Like, my man all would be like, I'm down to sit in the cabin.
Cabin in the woods.
Be like, I'm down to the cabin. But like,
they're getting on like their way to their holiday home.
No, seriously.
Like the back.
Before the Galgorm, it was my man Dad's cab. Get the book and done every weekend.
It's free flags in the back.
No. Free flags. Asked that question, by the way. Was it Leo? Was it Leo? Fucking bad egg. Terrible. I heard them whispering over our TV. What he's doing over there, laughing away. I know.
Who do you want on the podcast?
Have you, you haven't had a DJ on yet?
Oh,
happy days.
Richie Blackley first up, he came on. He said he was coming on.
Richie?
Yeah. He said he was coming on to Wedding. And he's like, oh, come on, shit myself. Like, and I was like,
what about Woody Emmons from down south? You know him at all. There's no birds in the sky because they're all in my
car. Yeah, yeah.
Fucking gig.
Like, he actually wants him on it.
He's he seems brilliant. Like.
What I want Casper Watson on as well.
Mm-hmm. Simmer down, let me know that.
Maybe you're
so important to me. That's class. I know.
And then there's he, like, just the way he's on social media as well.
He seems really sound, yeah.
Baby girl, you're the one that I need. I'm tired.
We born new love.
I'm tired. Sorry for being tired.
I know. You're working all day, love.
Yeah.
Working the graveyard shift.
I know.
That's right.
Mm. You work a minute sailing, she would. I don't know, so I'm doing that thing again where I keep the fucking good in the SH here and the make.
No, I'm there's not a bit of work.
Hello. What?
Not a bit of work in me.
I know.
Right, next question.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
This has
been very rushed.
Now, ask next question. The last time, don't get shut up.
I'm first on.
Oh, right.
Next question.
Oh, wait.
Boring.
Sorry. Bye. Yeah, I'll be
next week, you
speak of fuck up, man. No. Kids ruin everything, fuck's sake.
No, fuck's sake. We only have them for the tax credits, don't we?
I know. I don't even get them, so.
I know, but sure, just say
at least you're making a few quid. Fuck's sake.
Yes, so at the end of this week's podcast, next week we're going to have on Evan McKenna, PT, big on social media, a bit like now.
Famous.
I want to be famous.
So it'll be all fitness related and going to that. And yes, hope you all enjoyed it.
Say bye. Yeah. Say bye to
goodbye,
Kevin.
Good night. Bye-bye. Nina Nana, ITV News. Oh, our camera, yeah. Fuck's sake, I don't know where I'm going here. It's like a big bar fucking house. Bye.
It's a big bar.